Go. Well, good morning, everybody. This is Pastor Lou Saldiveri from Crossbridge Community Church. Happy Mother's Day. We want to welcome you all here. And as we worship together, I invite you to join us. Hopefully, you'll be able to see some of the words up on the screen. Most of the songs we're doing today are very familiar. God is good.
All the time.
And all the time. So as we enter into worship, let's do it prayerfully. Let's do it in the spirit of humility and confession so that nothing would hinder our worship. Amen?
Amen.
Would you sing with us, please? All the earth will sing his praises. As we come together on this Mother's Day, I want to use our call of worship to talk mainly about the church and the power that God has given us through the Holy Spirit as a church. And we'll talk more about that later on in the service. But would you read this to me? Two short verses from Acts chapter 2, verse 42 and 43. This is something that the church needs to be doing constantly. And I know it's a little bit difficult right now, but I think that's going to change soon. But would you read this with me? They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching. Well, that's the scriptures. And to fellowship, that's being with one another. To the breaking of bread, it could be a common meal or communion. And to prayer. It says, everyone was filled with awe at the many wonders and signs being performed by the apostles. I really believe that God still does miracles. And we know that because of the resurrection, Jesus is alive. And we're his body. And the same Holy Spirit that was present at Pentecost is present with his body today. Amen? Would you sing, please?
Thank you.
Resurrection power. Living on the inside.
Freedom that we have in Christ through simple faith and repentance. That's the grace of God in our lives. I want to take some a moment this morning to remember our mothers and to give God praise and glory for them. Whether you're a biological mother, an adoptive mother, a foster mother, a single mom, we want to give God praise for you and encourage you this morning. Being a mom is a difficult job, and for many now, not only do you have to be a mom, but you have to be a teacher and recreation director and all that comes with it, a cook and house cleaning. So I really believe because of the circumstances we're in, moms are kind of stressed. So husbands, if you're listening, or children, if you're listening, kind of give your mom a break today. And tell her how much you appreciate her and help her out. I also want to praise God for moms who are faithful to the Word of God, who will model and teach their children the Word of God, the principles of Scripture, and to live by them and to model trust through the power of the Holy Spirit. We know in Scripture that moms and grandmothers were valued, especially in the life of Timothy. Timothy was led to the Lord by his grandmother and his mom, and they were two who embraced Jesus. They embraced the Scriptures at that time. It was the Old Testament, and they schooled Timothy in the Scriptures so that when Paul came along, Timothy was all ready to hit the ground running in ministry, and so. We are so grateful for our moms, and we're so grateful for what they do. We may not say it all the time. We should. We may not tell them as often as we should, and yet we want to let them know that they're appreciated, especially today, but we need to appreciate them every day. So would you join me in prayer, please? Father, as we remember our moms today, we want to lift them up to you for encouragement, for strength, for renewal in their spirit. I pray, Father, that your Holy Spirit would just give them a fresh view of who Jesus is, that Jesus loves them and values them, and that Jesus will be with them as they navigate everyday life now, which has become even more complicated. And so, Father, we ask that you protect them, keep them healthy. We ask that you give them wisdom. And we ask, Father, that today they would know that they are appreciated. And Father, we ask this in the name of our precious Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. God bless the moms out there. Would you continue to worship with us, please?
I will trust you. light into the world,
light into my life.
I will live for you alone.
I am what I see, knowing I will find
all I need in you alone. In you alone.
Where you go, I'll go. Where you stay, I'll stay.
I will follow you.
If you love, I love. If you serve, I serve. If you life, I lose.
I will follow you.
Yeah.
I will follow you.
Yeah. In you is life everlasting. In you is freedom.
As we look at the Spirit song and sing that together, I just want to reiterate the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives. If we yield to Him, if we let Him take control of our lives, even in the life of the church. So would you sing along with us, please? Good singing. As we go into the book of Acts and God's Word, I just again want to thank these men for helping out with praise every week. I hope you send them maybe an email or a letter of encouragement to thank them for all they do. I want to talk this morning about the church, as we acknowledge the moms before and the great contributions that they give to us and the blessings that they are to us. But in this time of uncertainty, in this difficult time, we are always, as God's people, faced with choices that we need to make. Here are some of the choices that we may face. Either we try to handle the situation in our own power, or handle it in obedience to God's word and in the power of the Holy Spirit. Those are the choices we have. Either we handle the difficulties and the confusing times, we try to do it in our power, which never works, or we yield to the Spirit of God and the Word of God, and let the Holy Spirit and the Word provide wisdom for us and guidance so that we can navigate the situation, bringing glory to God. I would suggest to you that as Christ followers, you and I now face the same choices. We're still working through this COVID-19 pandemic. It's been difficult and confusing, uncertain times. Many are worried about finances and health, and we ought to be. We can't take these things lightly, nor should we. But there are some things we need to do in the coming days that will be different. We need to be innovative and appropriate some of these innovations to navigate this crisis. So another way of saying this is with God's help and God's strength through His Holy Spirit, we as a church will adopt and work through it with God in whatever form that takes. Now, I don't want to oversimplify the message, but this is where we are today. But there will be a time, and I'm hoping it's sooner than later, there will be the time where we will physically be back together again. And when you come through a time like this, this can exhaust you. The moms that I talked about that have to wear different hats through the days and do different things, and beyond that, go shopping in the crazy supermarkets and look for toilet paper, among all things. They are the ones that are navigating, navigating through this. And so we as a church body are going to be navigating through it. But we have to keep central and in front of us the commission of Christ for our church. Not only the commission of Christ, but the power of Christ. The church is the body of Christ. And as the body of Christ, our mission and message will never change, no matter what the circumstances are. Thanks, Bill. They'll never change. God has ordained His church to be an unstoppable force in this world. My concern at this point is that as we are on lockdown and we can't get together again, that might hinder our mission and the message, but we're trying to compensate through Facebook and through other means to continue to do this. So this morning, I want to let God remind us that even though we're not able to meet in person, we are still a powerful church, not because of who we are, but because of who He is, as we are lovingly obedient to the Lord Jesus Christ. So Dr. Luke, who's the author of Acts, brings us through the ministry of the Holy Spirit for His church. I dare say in conservative circles that we have kind of either inadvertently ignored the power of the Holy Spirit, or we have just not studied the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives and in our church as much as we should. Excuse me one sec. But Luke, in this opening passage, tells us that the church has a specific mission, and Jesus gives us the gift of the Holy Spirit to carry out his mission. And so I want to start to look at this with you. We're only going to look at a few verses of the book of Acts this morning. And here's Luke's introduction. He says, in my former book, which is his gospel, Theophilus, I wrote about all that Jesus began to do and teach until the day he was taken up to heaven, after giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles he has chosen. One of the things that I want you to notice is we really don't know who Theophilus is. Was he a friend of Luke's? Was he just speaking to people in general? The name Theophilus means lover of God. What a great name to have. That's the literal translation of the name. So he's saying, look, in my former book, I wrote everything right through the resurrection, and now I want to take you to the ascension of Christ into heaven and then beyond as he ordained his church to be a powerful, unstoppable force on this earth. And so Jesus gave instructions, and among those instructions was that they were to wait in Jerusalem to receive the power of the Holy Spirit. And we'll look at that next week, but when the Holy Spirit came upon the early believers, the church was born in the power of the Holy Spirit. When we were able to do announcements, when Joey would do announcements with you, he would use a quote from Jim Cimbala from Brooklyn Tabernacle, and he says, I want you to notice this, that the church was born out of a prayer meeting. It was born out of a prayer meeting. And we'll see that come together next week. But Jesus gave instructions about the promise of the Holy Spirit. Why was the Holy Spirit important? Because Jesus was going to ascend back into heaven, and he promised back in John 14, 15, 16, 17, that he was going to send a helper, a counselor, one who will empower us to do the work, and this blows my mind, do the work that he wants done here on earth. And he says, the church will even do more than I did. That's incredible. First thing I want to notice in this passage, let me bring you to a couple of more verses. It says, after Jesus' suffering, he presented himself to them, meaning the apostles, the disciples, and gave many convincing proofs that he was alive. He appeared to them over a period of 40 days and spoke about what? The kingdom of God. Jesus is alive. He's alive. He was alive after the cross, through the resurrection. He's alive today. We worship a living Savior. Not only do we worship a living Savior, the resurrection is the most documented event in human history. Many forget why the resurrection is so important, but our faith is rooted in the resurrection. It's not rooted in theories. It's not rooted in religion. It's not rooted in a human man who is no longer alive. It's not rooted in a man's philosophy, excuse me, or man's invention. It is rooted in the simple fact that Jesus is alive. We worship a living Savior. There's no religion on the face of this earth that can ever say their founder is alive, besides Christianity. Our faith is rooted in facts, not theories. Our faith is an active faith of sharing the gospel. That's why Jesus saved us. I think we forget that every once in a while. That's our mission. Go into the world and make disciples, sharing all that Jesus has taught us, that's what he says, and baptizing people in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. That's the Great Commission. That's our mission. And so Jesus, for 40 days, appeared to the disciples, and he spoke about the kingdom of heaven. And here's what he says. On one occasion, while he was eating with them, he gave them this command, do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father has promised. You should underline that. wait for the gift my Father has promised, which you had heard me speak about. What's the gift? The gift of the person of the Holy Spirit. And so Jesus is saying, even though I'm going to send you the Holy Spirit to empower you to do what I have asked you to do. And then he goes on to say, for John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. I need to talk to you about the definition of the kingdom of God. When we hear the words the kingdom of God, a lot of times we jump forward to the second coming, when Jesus comes back again, and he will, to establish his earthly kingdom. In fact, many of the Jews heard it that way back in Jesus' time. But what Jesus was going to teach the disciples through Pentecost and through the inception of the church was simply this: the kingdom of God, because Jesus is alive, can be realized here and now on earth. Not fully, but partially. And the kingdom of God, in its minimum definition, is Christ ruling in the hearts of men and women. That's the kingdom of God. That's our mission, to point people to Christ, who is willing to indwell them once they come to him in faith and repentance, to give them forgiveness, new life, new purpose. So we need to clear up that misunderstanding. The Jews in Jesus, they thought the kingdom was Jesus coming to defeat all their enemies and set up this massive earthly kingdom. And Jesus said, no, read the scriptures again. The Messiah had to come to suffer at first to pay the penalty for sin of mankind, so that through faith and repentance they could know new life and new purpose. And then he ordained this thing called the church. Church in the scriptures comes from the word ecclesia. In the Old Testament, it's called the assembly, okay? But in the New Testament, ecclesia means people called out. That's pretty neat. People called out for what? For the purpose of the kingdom of God. So when Jesus forms the church, he calls out people to in localities to form this local body to continue his work here on earth. Nobody knows when Jesus will return as the conquering warrior, but he will return. I would encourage you, as you listen to television preachers or people on the radio or even read some books, if they tell you they know exactly when Jesus is coming back, they're not telling you the truth. They don't know. Jesus didn't know when he walked this earth. Only the Father knows. But here's the thing. We should look forward to Jesus coming. I think some of us would be okay if he came back today. I would be okay with that. But we don't know. The real question is, what do we do in the meantime? What do we do in the meantime? Either we can sit on our holy high knees and do nothing, or we become, through his power and through the Holy Spirit, the church that he wants us to be, a church that is willing to impact our communities. I think, my personal opinion, I think a lot of churches are ineffective in the communities because we have forgotten about the ministry of the Holy Spirit. We have forgotten about the Great Commission and the Great Commandment to love the Lord your God with all your heart, your soul, your mind, and your might, and to love your neighbor as yourself. And you might say, well, Pastor, it's hard to do right now. Well, yeah, it is hard to do, but it's not impossible. We can reach out in many ways. Tomorrow night, we're going to have a leadership meeting. We're going to be discussing some ways we can reach out to our community, even though we're still legally shut down. We need to do that. People need to know Jesus is alive. People need to know there's a better way of life. People need to know that the Word of God still applies for today. It's not antiquated. It is not something that man just wrote. It was the inspired Word of God through the Holy Spirit. And it is just as relevant now and will be relevant until the day Jesus comes back. And we need to point people to the grace of God, the Word of God. But we need to do it in love, and we need to do it in a way that earns us a hearing with people. So in the meantime, you and I have a mission to accomplish. And so Jesus empowers his church through the Holy Spirit. Let's look at this. It says, then they gathered around him and they said, are you going to, at this time, restore your kingdom to Israel? They still didn't get it. And Jesus said, it's not for you to know the times or dates the Father has set by his own authority. But you will receive the Holy Spirit, and when he comes to you, and you will be my witnesses. Here's our mission. That word for witness in the original language is the same word we get martyrs. You know what a martyr is? A martyr is an eyewitness who will die for his or her testimony. That's what a martyr is. You will be my witness where? Right where you are. That's where you have to start, in Jerusalem. So wherever you are, whether you're in Forked River, Lenoka Harbor, Waretown, Barnegat, Toms River, Fort Myers, wherever you are, that's your Jerusalem. And we need to start there. And then he says, and here's the plan. You start where you are. And then as the Spirit leads you, you start to move out into the surrounding areas, Judea. And then even more, Samaria. And then to the ends of the earth. The mission couldn't be more clear. That is the mission of the church. But Pastor, we're in shutdown. Well, you know what? We got to find a way to do this. We need to. That's our directions, and God will show us. He'll give us the wisdom to do this. He empowers his church through the Holy Spirit. And so he goes on to say here, after this, after he said this, he was taken up before their very eyes, and a cloud hid him from their sight. So he empowers the church. Let me just go over our mission again. We need to start loving people where you are, where I am. Share the gospel in deed and then in word. We need to tell, you need to tell people your story. I need to tell my people your story, my story. That's testimony. That is being a witness. Who you were before Christ met you. What Christ has done for you. It's your story. Nobody can say it was false. It's your story. The most powerful tool that you and I have is the Word of God, the Holy Spirit, and our story. Then as the Holy Spirit leads, we can start reaching out beyond where we are in phases. There was a great preacher that lived many years ago. His name was Henry Ward Beecher. He said this, the church is not a gallery for the exhibition of eminent Christians, but a school of education for imperfect ones. We're imperfect. When we have the opportunity to share Christ with someone, we need to let them know we're not perfect. We won't be perfect this side of heaven. Excuse me one sec. Another writer put it this way. He said, the church should be a hospital for sinners. This is one of the things that, for me, frustrates me as a pastor in a shutdown. People who know their need and realize their need to be able to come to the church. They need to be able to come to the church. We should be a hospital for sinners. The Holy Spirit will empower us to do the work of Christ and accomplish far beyond what we can imagine. And then last, Jesus is coming again. Says the disciples were looking up intently into the sky as he was going, and when suddenly two men dressed in white stood beside him. This is fantastic. I want you to listen to this. It says, men of Galilee, they said, why do you stand here looking into the sky? This same Jesus who has been taken from you into heaven will come back in the same way you have seen him go into heaven. He's coming again. He is coming again. And that promise should be our finish line. That promise should be where our eyes are fixed on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. But in the meantime, We need to carry out his mission in the power and love of the Holy Spirit under the direction of the Word of God. You see, Jesus will physically come again in his perfect timing, when the timing is ready. So in the meantime, our commission and our mission is very clear. This is what you and I need to be about until Jesus returns. Jesus has given us authority for his mission. That's what a commission is all about. He's given us his authority. Not only has he given us his authority, he's given us power through the Holy Spirit to accomplish his mission. He wants his church to be unstoppable in this present evil age. We are to go in the power of the Holy Spirit, love the Lord our God with all our mind, our heart, our strength, and love our neighbors as ourselves. We don't need to fear. Jesus is with us every step of the way. All you and I need to do in loving obedience is to follow in his footsteps. That's all we need to do. Jesus is still in control. The church is still here. The church will, I don't care what happens in this world, the church will never be eradicated. It will never be eradicated. Governments can try. Viruses can come in. We don't know what the future holds, but the church will never be eradicated. And the reason for that is because Jesus is alive. Amen? So you and I need to continue with the mission. So church, we have a lot to do. And I know the circumstances are a little bit tough right now, but they can't let us stop. We need to continue to be the body of Christ. As the men come forward, and we're going to lead you in our last hymn. I asked Bill to include in the mix this week an old favorite, "Shout to the Lord." One of Darlene Check's first songs that were published by Hillsong, and in that presentation, she talks about the promise that she has in Christ. The promise. You and I can shout to Jesus because of his promise through the Word of God and the promise of the Holy Spirit. Amen?
Masks and the 6 feet and walking around and all this craziness. But you know, in heaven, you're not going to need masks. We're not going to need to be 6 feet apart. We're all going to be right there at the throne of grace. Those who have trusted Jesus, we know where we're going, and it's going to be a wonderful place. So let's encourage other people to come along with us. Amen? Amen. Gives us a great reason to shout to the Lord.
I want to praise.
sing. Power and majesty, praise to the King. Mountains bow down and the seas will roar at the sound of your name. I sing for joy at the work of your hand. Forever I'll love you, forever I'll stand. Nothing compares to the promise I have. It's nothing compares to the promise I have.
He is awesome. Listen, happy Mother's Day. Church, let us never forget our mission. Let us never forget that the Holy Spirit, it will empower us, and the Word will give us wisdom of how to carry that out. We are the Church of Jesus Christ, and we need to go forth in love and power. Amen.